to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
This is a good morning. So good morning, Columbia, and to all those joining in from far and wide. I welcome you and myself in this moment we have chosen together. This eternal now in a timeless, spaceless process of creation. Think of it. Where all is observed and named and related to based upon the perceptions of the seer. You know, I've had many conversations this week with members and leaders of our center, and the common theme seems to point to that everything is energy, and spiritual science would tell us that everything happens in a fashion that corresponds to the imprint of the collective consciousness in general, but uniquely experienced by the individual seer. So what is it that we are really seeing when we look outside ourselves? Ourselves. You see, this is the principle of life, begetting life, of the universal law of cause and effect, the laws of correspondence, growth, and attraction. There is really only one thing going on, and it will continue to evolve and expand its nature to encompass more of itself in expression and therefore experience, just as you and I do every moment of choice. So today, as we continue contemplating the concept of self-care, I would like to introduce this common idea of letting go of the shore so as to float into the mystery and let the water carry us. I love this idea because it allows us to begin to grasp the possibilities awaiting us right within our grasp. Ah, yes. When the creative impulse of life itself beckons our soul to come out and play. You know, when we become still to the business of the world, we let the infinite creative intelligence rise up to meet our awareness of it. As only one thing happening, one life being expressed. And in this, there is such great power, a sense of peace, and an undeniable faith appears upon which to move. The shore, of course, a metaphor for our deeper belief system. The boat is a metaphor of faith that we can set in motion to support us as we release the belief and the belief system, I would say, that have accompanied our past so that we may live mindfully and heart-centered in the now. And the idea of floating so as to let the water carry us, for me, is a metaphor for source presence, being everything and all in an infinite ocean of possibility. There indeed is an art in letting go of the shore. And this art, as in anything or of anything, is found in the unique process of rearranging ourselves, opening new portals of expression, insight, and creating new flight patterns, if you would, into the eternal one or through the portal, right? Through the portal into the possibility. And living on the spiritual path helps us to use spiritual practice to reveal truth rather than hunger for answers and replace the idea of comfort with the feeling of excitement and our growing capacity to forge the unknown. As we begin this contemplation together today, let's remember that God is much richer and more generous in its call than we are in our hearing. We're reminded by this wonderful teaching of the science of mind that from a spiritual perspective, The purpose of life is to achieve soul realization, to be the full expression of who we are. There is a transcendent spiritual essence within each of us, a potential known and sought after from time immemorial. And if fully awakened, this spiritual essence removes the seeker from the ordinary sorrows and confusions of life and provides heightened states of aliveness, joy, peace, and certainty. Some believe only the certain few are called to fulfill their soul's destiny. Some believe it takes many lifetimes. Each of us, by the innate infinite intelligence that lives through us, is called to live a life that is reflective of the qualities of its creator. And while the invitation to a conscious spiritual evolution is our inherent birthright, it is entirely our own choice whether or not we embark on the journey. I find that there is a sense of struggle common and a key in spiritual practice that brings us to letting go, to a breakthrough of the soul. Moving through the gifts received in the struggle, we could say between our head and our heart, we stand at the threshold of a soul breakthrough, closing that seeming gap. Oh, our mind. Let's begin there. Our mind, the gateway to anywhere and everywhere. And when we cycle thoughts in our head, we're actually, you know, mindless due to the habituation, which I will use to describe our inattentiveness and virtual lack of awareness of ourselves, when much of the time we're not knowing what we do, what impact our words have on others, or even upon ourselves. In this mental habituation, we live from a sense of, I would say, survival a lot of the times, affirming a belief that there is not enough of me, in me, for me. Based on that grand measurement which society defines successful and unsuccessful, advantaged or disadvantaged, creating a self-serving perception without connection to life as it is happening. In this mindlessness, we allow ourselves to idle away often, thinking customary thoughts and dreaming customary dreams around the concepts of I want, I don't want, I like, I hate, I remember, I forget. It's a form of spiritual sleep. These are those habitual mindsets that preclude those experiences in our lives that do not affirm the goodness within us and within life. And then there are our habits. Now, we often look upon habits as something we need to get rid of. However, they most often serve our greater good, like, I don't know, putting the keys away in the same place saves time and anxiety. If only. Tithing joyfully from our income to our spiritual source demonstrates our belief in abundance. Hey, flossing our teeth sustains healthy gums and teeth. Good habits, right? The danger does not lurk in any one particular habit, but in the more cumulative mental mechanism causing us to interface with the world in an unoriginal, very unconventional manner. Sorry, conventional manner. What am I saying, little Miss Rebel? Letting go of the shore means, I think, surrendering our mental habituation and unhealthy habits to participate in life with full keenness and awareness, so that we can live a life of intentionality, so that our everyday thoughts and actions will all add up one day to our soul's experience of breakthrough. Or as Jim Morrison of the Doors used to say in his lyric, break on through the other side. Now, wait a minute, the other side? Perhaps it's better understood in spiritual terms as breakthrough to the inside. Here's a story that illustrates for me one's desire to know God, that inside source present space. It goes like this. Father Frederick was a Christian monk who was addressed by a very eager student who said, "I want to know God." And Father Frederick responded with, of course, a gleam in his eye, that his was a good desire and it was right to want to know God. But he said, before you know God, you have to remember to touch your nose. Okay. When the student reacted with a questioning look on his face, the father continued to say, "What you say about God is a very big thing. Perhaps it is possible for you, perhaps it is not. But let's start with something smaller. Let's see what is possible." So the father instructed his student to touch his nose every day for a week at exactly 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., no earlier, no later. And the student reported back at the end of the week that not once was he able to obey father's guidance, for he was too caught up in his daily routines to do a seemingly little task like touch his nose. Some days he touched his nose twice, but at the wrong time. Some days only once, and sometimes, yeah, he forgot altogether. So sitting with Father Frederick, he began to understand what change really means, how hard it is to make it happen, and concluded the message that the father was leading him to see, that when we are not aware enough to remember our own nose, how are we prepared to make the efforts to know God? The way in? Pay attention on an everyday level. To become a master of attention means to experience everything as if for the first time, to see the world with the doors of perception cleansed in a pure state. In this state of awareness, there is no action considered trivial. Spiritual practice, and we had some beautiful practice today, prepares the way of attention. Why? Because it promotes self-observation, which leads us through the subjective awareness of our feelings, our needs, and how to accept and care for them, to the mental state of objectivity, which drops us into the heart wisdom with less and less struggle. For instance, when we meditate, we do not oppose the habituation within ourselves. We simply focus the beam of attention onto it and let the principle of light dispelling the darkness do the rest. Attentive self-awareness, in a sense, is a universal solvent, the most powerful we have at our disposal. Now, many will use meditation or any spiritual practice to escape, like using a substance to make our minds turn our attention away from the conditions of our life to a more pleasant state of awareness. You know, we can therefore use spiritual practice to escape the past, the habituation of thoughts, or to bring our attention focused in the now to embrace the present. Would you not say that they both happen at the same time? Yes, I think they might. So having said this, the letting go asks us not only to release the past and place our attentive awareness in the present moment, but also asks us to lay down. This is really important, and I didn't learn this for quite a while. To lay down our expectations of being present and feeling or accessing the power held therein. I'm going to repeat that. So letting go asks us not only to, and I'm going to reverse this time, place our attentive awareness in the present moment and therefore release the past, but also asks us to lay down our expectations of being present and feeling or accessing the power held therein. Let it all go. There are many, many obstacles and diversions in the river's flow, and dips and currents in the ocean's nature. And so we must be beware of tripping over ourselves, trying to find what we call that peak experience, that even that kind of feeling, an endless perpetual feeling of the presence of the Almighty, that high, holy, sacred one. A peak experience is often sought and easily addicted to in order to often bury the false regrets, the very experiences that have helped us the most. Peak experiences are not the same as soul breakthroughs, but can masquerade as experiences which open our mind or our heart, filling us with a sense of temporal unity with life. The Course of Miracles calls them holy moments or holy instants, and they too are not the same as the breakthrough stage of the soul and can be so embraced by our ego that we believe these moments are enlightenment, therefore reaching or achieving our spiritual aspirations. But like those enlightened ones that have gone before us to guide us on, who have literally changed the face of religion, culture, and the world as we know it today, when the soul passes through the breakthrough stage, our lives are changed forever and are said to remain in a constant awareness of unity that is inspired by an unconditional lovingness we feel towards ourselves and all life. But take heart, because it's actually the elements of the struggle between our head and our heart which allows us to move to the breakthrough stage, where we have the ability to see the panorama of our life from beginning to end, understanding the necessity of each isolated action and experience. When put together, that they add up to not a chronicle of regret, but rather a wonderful life. So how do we identify the breakthrough stage of the soul apart from those peak experiences? Well, it begins with the clear knowing that the soul's fulfillment is in knowing God right where we are. How many times have you heard that said? That the transformation of our sense of individuality, of our livingness, into individuation of the sustaining presence on this earth requires us to stay in connection with the material world. Not extricate ourselves from it, but to stay in connection with the material world, and as well demands of us to physically participate in a manner that speaks of our faith in life's goodness and abundance. A breakthrough is any experience of heightened awareness and sudden insight that fundamentally changes the way we look at ourselves and the world around us, and is always providing us with insight into the joy of purposelessness and the freedom to give meaning to our lives at every point. A breakthrough could be characterized also, I think, in some of the following ways. And these are my own personal experiences. I have observed myself as easily moving into a habituation of mind that allows me to sustain my expression of love, generosity, kindness, and service to others without prejudice or pride. I've noticed how I no longer have the need to make covert bargains with God to write my life if I promise to do the right thing. You know, here I moved away from making self-serving contracts with myself to protect myself. I stopped struggling against my emotions, and I found myself accepting them for what they were without a break in the flow of my loving or my giving ways or my welcoming of the next moment. I found my ability to increase around interfacing with life, neither accepting nor rejecting it. And I definitely, most definitely found a deeper sense of joy within me that is unmistakable to myself and to those around me. Yes, spiritual practice paves the way to the soul's breakthrough. You know, both meditation and affirmative prayer make up the halves of the contemplative whole. While meditation requires single-pointed attention, prayer takes on a broader perspective and is most effective when filled with conviction and spontaneity. You know, both hold within them the pearl of great price, which is considered by many to be the peace that passeth understanding. And since God is the unknowable and can only be identified by a deep inner experience, the state of peace created from a growing objectivity to material life, including detachment to our own self-identity and even the seeking of our soul's purpose. Even the seeking of our soul's purpose results in the soul's breakthrough. In Zen, it's said that if in a meditation a sound or thought comes, it comes. And if it goes, it goes. This is referred to or called a mirror mind. It's the same kind of sense as I'm looking at my mirror over here, you know, as when I pass in front of the mirror, I see my reflection or you see yours. Whatever appears, appears. And when it leaves, it's gone. No residue stays in the mirror. That is the opportunity of what meditation and prayer hold for us to create and live from. See, something is growing in us all the time as we engage in spiritual practice. We just don't see it. It has its own time and process in its unfoldment into our experience. It's kind of like time-lapse photography, I think. You know, when we glance at a rose just for a moment, it seems to be unmoving, but take a time-lapse movie of it for a week and we see the rose budding, opening, flowering. That is exactly how it is with the law of our being co-creating our reality. So unseen and unrealized, day after day, these golden drops of effort we make accumulate in our hearts and our minds until one day they overflow the rim of the vessel and a single explosive moment results that carries us, our soul, into that breakthrough. Like a single sound at precisely the right moment can bring down an avalanche, why should things work differently for the human soul? Self-care of the soul. When our soul is neglected, it doesn't go away. It appears symptomatically, sometimes in obsessions, depression, addiction, loss of meaning. So as we move towards those ideas and people that begin to fill us with a faith, remind us of our faith that grounds the beautiful soul that we are. Let's remember that all of life is precious and has its unique gifts to guide us to our soul's breakthrough, our soul's connection with its creator. We as individuals cannot create the breakthrough for our own soul, just like we are not responsible for creating our own legs. Our soul's breakthrough is less like making an effort that produces a result and more like letting go and allowing a higher force to fill the vacuum. This is what I remember, so that I am open for spirit to fill the vacuum, which occurs when I let go of the shore. Loss will reveal truth in me. Emotion will reveal truth in me. Ego will reveal truth in me. Nature will reveal truth in me. Love will reveal truth in me, and anger will reveal truth in me, and the list goes on. And now, back to the idea of breaking through to the other side. Well, you know, perhaps there are none. There's no other side, no veil between the seen and the unseen, the dimensions. The relevance would mean that there are no breakthroughs. Oh, But wait. The relevance of this would mean there are no breakthroughs, but just different points of awareness in the evolution of our own consciousness. Oh my. I was recently pointed towards the work of Alan Watts in one of his after-school videos entitled Purposelessness. As in, why does the river lead to the ocean? Because it does. Can we cease to look for the answers and ask for the questions? Like, you notice how we often ask, what do I need to be? We do this in our visioning, in our spiritual practice. What do I have to be or to do to release and to embrace my soul's purpose? You know, what is the divine purpose of it all? You know, maybe we need to let go of even the questions. Now, you may be thinking, how do I create inner and outer harmony from a sense of purposelessness and thrive in a third dimensional world? Uh-oh, that's a definite proposition filled with a lot more questions. But, you know, since we're all comfortable with asking questions, at least of a philosophical nature, here's one. What are you up to right now in mind and heart that pulls you forward into not a purposeful life, but a feeling of expansion, awe, and joy? What are you up to right now in mind and heart that pulls you forward not into a purposeful life, but the feeling of expansion, awe, and joy? So as we leave here today, we leave with absolutely everything we need to nurture our soul and unfold its authentic, spontaneous expression and guidance in our attention to life and livingness. So I invite you to start with something that is possible, like the student of Father Frederick did, by committing to touch your nose twice a day for a week at a certain time. See how it goes. You know, if your intentional choices open your heart, great. If your heart doesn't open, great. The important thing is that you created your experience and are always at the place of choice and are aware of that to create a new one with purpose or in purposelessness. There is nothing more beautiful, more loving, more full of joy in this moment now than your desire and ability to let go of the shore and unleash the power and presence of this unlimited creative intelligence. Do you know what you possess? I do. The people in your life do that love you. And so does your very own soul. Listen to it. Nurture it. What is the step you can take or the decision you can make that will give your soul that sense of freedom? Or maybe it's peace for you, or maybe it's joy. For me, in this moment now, it is practicing purposelessness so I may experience empty fullness. Empty fullness. Everything you think you lack is sourced within your inherent nature, waiting to be revealed and experienced. And as Gary Lynn Floyd said, every step is holy. Every moment is precious when held up to the light. So let go of the shore and float into the mystery and let the water carry you to the light. You are a blessing. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.